Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And today I'm so excited for you to listen into this podcast with one of my dearest, closest friends in my life, who, if you guys have read my book, is one of the women that I wrote about in my book, who is in my Bliss tribe that I meet with every other week. And we've been consistent for about the last 4 years, and I'm so excited that you get to chat with her today and I get to share her genius with you today. So my special guest that I got to interview in person is the one and only Danette May. She is a certified Pilates instructor, nutritionist. She's changed the lives of hundreds of thousands of people, transforming their bodies, helping them achieve their weight loss goals. She has a degree in pre-med and nutrition. She's founded Mindful Health LLC, a platform that provides millions of people around the world with the tools, knowledge, and inspiration to look and feel their best while living more healthy and zestful lives. And you guys, this woman impacts millions of people a day on Facebook, on Instagram. It's absolutely insane. I have been blessed by her presence in my life, by her genius, by everything that she gives and does and how she shows up. And let me tell you, this woman is probably my number one inspiration of anyone in my life because I am so inspired not only by who she is, but the way she lives. She walks the walk and she is the one that I look to when either I think that I can't, or I'm looking for the way, or I want to see the most loving way that business can be done, the most loving way that relationships can be done. She is constantly going into the dark corners of her life and shining light on them so that she can be better for everybody else. So you guys, I'm so thrilled to share one of my favorite humans in the whole world with you. So let's get started. So today is a super special day because I not only have one of my soul sisters on, who you guys know that this is a really big time in my life right now. The book is released, A Tribe Called Bliss, and I have the woman who basically started it all with asking me to be in a mastermind sitting. Hold on. Sitting across from me. Hold on.
I know you're so far away.
I know. It's so crazy. So I am so thrilled that you are here, Danette. It is like, honestly, my dream come true to have you here to create content with too, because we're kind of living in our zones of genius right now. We not only love to connect, but we love to create love to share. So this is like a dream day for us.
This actually is a dream day. This is so my dream day. Much fun. Like this is just as fun as if you went to an exotic location and just had a vacation. This is vacation for me.
That's exactly how I feel. And I know that women listening to this and watching this, because we're also on video, which is, hi everyone, which is also so cool, have the same desires. Majority of women that are listening want to not only be creating and putting their stuff out there, but doing it with somebody that they love.
It makes it so much more fun. And that's been our big motto, hasn't it? How much fun can we really have?
Yes.
Doing what we know our souls asked us to do.
Oh my God.
And now we're doing it. Today's been amazing to celebrate with you, your book, everything you're contributing and offering up to the world. It's amazing. So it's been an honor.
It's kind of really starting to soak in right now that this is, that this is even happening, that we get to play like this. And we say this all the time. And this is what I love to share, is the inside of what it looks like and why you guys are at home doing what you do and really working on yourself and showing up, is so that eventually you can really live this life where you're feeling fully authentically you, and also connecting authentically, and then sharing and living in your purpose authentically. This has been my dream my entire life, and it's here and it's now. And what I want to also say is that the work never ends. We were talking about this today.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a new form of work with more people that you love even more. And you're just like, okay, the work is still here though.
Yeah.
So what I want to know from you, which just kind of naturally coming up in my head, is what, now that you have so many things that you are doing that you love, you're on video all the time. I know that you're writing a book right now. You have this amazing event coming up. But we're going to talk about that. Like, I want to talk about what comes up around it. So first, tell me a little bit about the event, what it came out of. Because, you guys, I want to show you what goes into it so you know when you're starting this stuff. And then we're going to have a really exciting opportunity for you around this event as well at the end. So what was it for you that made you decide to do this event? Because I know for a long time, Danette, your thing, you would talk to me watching me do the Bliss Project, and you're like, I don't think I want to do that. Like, I think I just want to show up and speak because you're such a powerful speaker.
Yeah.
So what shifted?
You know, that's really such a great question. And one thing I want to say is, you mentioned, I think the secret sauce of what I'm living in my life right now is this authenticity. Mm. I'm showing up as me, and that feels really good. If I was still contributing the way I'm contributing, but I wasn't able to show up as me, it wouldn't feel as good. It just feels so juicy and so good right now. But really, the event came from that, right? I wasn't going to do this large of event. This is going to be a lot of women coming together around the world. But I remember I was hiking, and this is where most of my downloads come, is when I'm in nature. And I had said, I'm done with events face to face. And I literally felt like, no, you're not. You're not done. You need
to
bring...
What made you feel like you were done with events face-to-face, real quick? I just want to know.
There's a lot of work that goes into them. Mm. And I just know that I am meant to do some bigger impacts. Like, I know I can write an email, or I can create a video, and I can reach thousands and thousands of people. Am I taking time away from those thousands and thousands of people who can watch a video to spend with maybe the 20 or the 50 or even the 80 at my events, where, and I kind of had to play that because I want to be the best service I can be, and where do I need to be? And I really kind of thought, well, I'm just going to focus on video and focus on that because I reach way more people. And the voice just said, no, like, you need to bring these women together because it's not about you. And actually, it's about them meeting each other, and it's about them unraveling in a soul way. When you come together, just like we're feeling right now, like, we talk a lot for our mastermind on the phone, but when you come together, there's a vulnerability, there's a layer that gets shed. There's a reflection that I get to experience in myself when I look at Lori, right? When I feel her spirit, when I feel her energy. And, you know, it basically said, you're doing this. And it didn't say 80, it said thousands. And I was like, okay. And I went to my team and just said, we're doing this. I don't know why, but we're doing it.
Okay. So let's dig into that, because I think a lot of people hear the we're doing this, and then right away they hear a no, we're not. So, and I know that you heard that, but I think what people can hear is, oh, well, her voice was so clear and it was strong and she just knew and she went to her team. But for a lot of people, they don't realize that you also got the fear that came in afterward of why am I 3,000 people? Like, I've never done this before.
Oh, I love that you're asking this. And you guys, I was going to actually share this at the event, so you guys are getting first dibs on behind the curtain of really what goes into this. Because yes, I proclaimed it. Yes, I put it on our agenda. This is like a year out, you guys. This is like probably 6 months ago, 7 months ago, 8 months ago. So you have to know that this is a big planning in the process, right? Because then we had to book the convention center. And I remember last October, I was at Lewis Howe's event, and great event. I'm sitting at it and everything's hunky-dory. I get into bed that night, and probably about 1 a.m., I felt like strangulation going around my neck. I felt the most intense fear I've ever felt. And I was like, why am I doing this? I don't want to do this. It was like, I'd already booked this event. I'd already said we'd done it. We hadn't done any marketing yet, right? So we had just paid all this money without it doing any marketing. And I was like, I don't want to do it. I want to back out. And that was the fear that was coming up. And I laid in my bed, you know, my husband's next to me, but I'm in bed for 2 hours wrestling with this fear. And I don't know why it came up then, maybe because I was sitting at an event, but it was so real for me and I really wanted out. I was like, I wish, can I drop this? Because you guys have to understand, you don't do events to make money. A lot of people think you do, but you don't. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't a thing about, I knew I was going to lose money.
Yeah.
So I was just like, oh no, what have I gotten myself into? What? Where did this come from? And I knew where it came from. So I said a prayer and I was like, you asked me to do this. Like, this was not in my goals at all. You asked me to do this. Please show the way for me because I do not know what I'm doing. And I'm happy to say now we opened up ticket sales. We sold 3/4 of the tickets within 2 weeks of time.
Wow.
And a lot of amazing speakers and things have lined up. But I think that's because it's bigger than me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. So what you just said is so important because you can't allow the thing that's bigger than you to come in without saying yes before you even feel like the person who could handle any of it.
Yeah.
I mean, you said yes before you even had an events team or before. And totally. When we're saying team, it's like, you know, you said yes in your life before you even knew what a team meant. It was like, I'm going to hit publish on this thing. Like, that's where you came from.
Yeah.
So what I really, if we can just, before we go further into that road, because I want people to see where you are right now, putting on 3,000 person event for your first big event, you know, having these incredible, you guys, when I say incredible speakers are showing up, I mean, I have goosebumps the fact that I even get to speak there, and we'll tell you about that too, but it's not speaking, it's more performing, because Danette doesn't let me just show up like halfway. She needs to like shake me to my core and make sure it's personal growth for everyone involved. So she's doing that for me, so thanks for the, it'll be one of the biggest personal growth ever. But so these amazing speakers who are just like, what? I mean, everyone there is of that caliber, insane. And not just because they're incredible humans, but because they're of such high service.
Mm-hmm.
They are committed to the transformation of human beings. Like, it's so truly, authentically committed to the transformation of humans. And that's where you come from. So that's where you are now.
Yep.
But I know some people have heard you on the podcast, which I'll reference back to in the show notes, you guys. So I want you to go listen to this podcast if you want to know more about Danette. But I'm going to have you give a really high level where you came from, this first soul calling, because you're talking a lot about a soul calling right now. Like, my soul mm-hmm. said this.
Yes.
So let's go back to when your soul was speaking to you, but you weren't quite listening yet. And what was life like? And what was that first time that you took action on that calling?
Wow. Do you want to go way back?
Let's do high level. So you guys, she's going to give a high level overview of where that first soul calling came from or where that. Yeah, let's go way back. Do you think you're able to do it brief?
Brief.
Yeah.
You guys, you can read it in my book. So I'm going to go brief, which is interesting. The event is called The Rise, which came before I even got a book deal, which is called The Rise, which I find that fascinating. But I think the soul, I'm going to just say really quick, high level, your soul is speaking to you all the time. Mm-hmm. It comes in thoughts. It can come in body manifestations, aches, pains, not feeling right when you're around certain people or you're going down a certain path. It will try to communicate to you in excitement, in joy, in boredom. And it's up to us to listen. And I have to say, there's been moments I've listened, but there was a lot of times in my 30s, 20s, I was not listening. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was afraid to listen because what does that mean? It means I have to unravel my whole life. Mm. If I'm going to truly show up in my soul's fullest expression, I'm actually not even walking in that path. Mm. So what? I don't want to listen because that means unraveling everything. Oh. And I know a lot of you are there.
Wow.
Right? Right?
Yeah.
It's not unraveling a business. It might be unraveling a whole relationship. Mm. It might be unraveling what you think you believe in, which can be so terrifying, especially if you've said you believe in this one thing that you're convicted to for 20 years and then finally saying, I actually am not convicted to that anymore. And that's very difficult, but that's the soul's journey. And I was in that. And so that's high level. So mm-hmm. it started with me listening to smaller things in my life. And then as you get more confidence as you listen, then you get to the confidence of going, okay, I'll do a 3,000 person event. But it doesn't come like that. It comes with the small, small needle point movements of listening to your soul.
And I want you to go and listen to her story because, you know, you've shifted my life so much just with, I connected to you immediately because of your story with what you also left and with following what you knew you were meant to do without knowing, without having a clue, with having, you know, $40 in your bank account and living in a car with your two girls after, you know, losing a child and leaving everything that you knew for your entire being, you know, and that is such just where you are right now in the miracle that you're living in. I can only imagine that you couldn't see that at all, but you had a feeling. And I think that you are, you know, the reason why I'm just so close and connected to you. And so I just respect you so much. And I look so much, I just honor you in every possible way because you are going first. You're blazing the trail. You are following your soul and showing what can happen for everybody. And I know, like you said, the unraveling of a life. That's what we're talking about. That's why people don't have what they desire is because there's always unraveling.
Yes.
And are you unraveling something right now?
Yes. And I'm always unraveling. And if you're not unraveling, are you growing? Because I think unless you're unraveling, you're not progressing. And progression equals happiness. Mm-hmm. So if you're not progressing, you probably feel pretty bored or stagnant or unfulfilled or maybe depressed.
Yeah.
It can show up in all those different emotions. So check into that. And that's okay. That's your sign.
Mm-hmm. I just heard a quote the other day. It was, purpose is the opposite of depression, but I think it could be progress is the opposite of depression.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're on one end or the other. Always.
Always.
Yeah. So let's go to the event because this represents so much of everything that the work that you've done. And now I just think the event is like the ultimate self-growth because I know putting on my events, I'm like, yeah, life is good. Yeah, an event sounds fun. And then you have the event and you're like, I mean, it makes any sort of personal development event, walking across fire, it makes that look very small to me. I remember before I do my events every year, I'm like, I would rather walk across fire daily than put this event on. Like, that's how it feels sometimes because it's like, why did you sign up for this? So why did your soul sign up for this?
I truly believe that women are coming together more than ever. And we're seeing this. Women are marching together. Women are wanting connection more than ever. And I think we're all seeing this. And what if you look back in history, women have been forced to pin themselves against each other or to not trust one another. You can see it in media. You can see it in marketing. And I feel there's a new age dawning right now. And I feel like it's been happening and there's this awakening happening within every woman to go, I want to connect deeper. I want to stand in love. I want to see a woman for who she is, not what's on the exterior. I want to meet her soul. And I feel like we have these soul contracts. So I feel like I'm just a vessel to bring women together to their soul remembrance, to their cellular knowing of their power, of their grace, of their really their rights and what they're trying to contribute in the world. So when I say women coming together, we think of these marches and I think that's great. Like women coming together, there's the Me Too movement, there's these movements happening, but can we come together in celebration? Can we come together with our currency being around love and standing on top of our stories instead of in our stories? And that's what I think is needed right now. And that's what the rise is all about.
That's so good because I feel like if there's not, sometimes what can happen is if once one thing passes, it's like, well, what's the next thing? Or do we all just kind of fall apart because we haven't built this structure? We haven't built this idea around, well, what can we connect on when these things aren't around? And I feel like your event will obviously also give us tools to do that afterward on how to connect, how to build your tribe, how to do all of those things there. So when you think of the event, what are some of the things that you want to happen there? Can you share them?
Yeah, we have it all lined out. Okay. There's a few special speakers that are not on like the website because they're special. They're going to be knocking your socks off. But What I do know is what's going to happen because I've seen it and I've felt it. So this is what I do know what's going to happen is when women walk through that door, there's going to be a remembrance that happens through a particular group, tribe that comes in and shakes you to that remembrance. Because a lot of us are walking around going, this is who I am. Mm-hmm. This is what I believe. I'm disconnected from her or him because they believe that and this is what I believe. Mm-hmm. And there's still this little looming separation going on. And I want to like bring people in and go shake it. Mm. Shake you to that cellular remembering of your power before you made up all the stories of who you think you are and who you're not, so that we can start to build on that. So that is what I know is going to happen, is there's going to be a cellular remembering. Mm-hmm. And it's going to create new paradigms, new shaping and shifting and patterns that you eventually leave and do after the event's over.
Mm. You know, I have to say something about your ability to speak directly to people. So I've always known you were an extremely powerful speaker. I've always known exactly what you can do. I've seen you on film. I've seen you with your people. But it wasn't until I actually went to one of your last events where I really got to see you interact and speak and hold space, where I was just completely blown away by how quickly you can get those walls down. And just how shaken I was. And I'm like, I already knew she was powerful. And this is like one of my greatest friends ever. But I'm sitting here like rocked to my core because you really, when you show up, you're so committed to it and you stand in it and you're so vulnerable. And I think that is what shows a powerful leader is someone who just says, I am you. So what I would love for you is there's women on here. They're listening right now and they want to go. But they don't know that these physical feelings they're having or this yearning or this like, oh, yeah, that would be nice. Or, oh, I'm feeling called to that. What in their body is telling them to go? Why? What will happen if, number one, not necessarily they don't go, but they don't start listening?
Right. Well, I know why you're not listening. Mm-hmm. Because let's, it's terrifying.
Yeah. Let's really talk to all of that, though. And let's touch on the terrifying points.
Yeah. You know, you're not listening because then your soul knows if I go to an event like this, and I'm not saying that everyone listening is going to feel that call. Mm-hmm. If you're listening right now and you feel little butterflies, you feel like you want to get up and like go pee, or like you're feeling like, or even just like, I want to go, but mm-hmm. I can't. Like all of a sudden, as soon as you go, I want to go, then you go money, time, like maybe if you're really honest, you're like, I'm scared. What if no one sees me? What if I don't connect and I wanted to connect?
I have to get on a plane. I have to leave my kids. Yes. All these things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is your sign. So one, it's I want to. Mm-hmm. Two, you feel like some type of turning in your belly. We call it the butterflies. It can feel just like the swelling in your belly and you just feel it, right? Like that's your cellular knowing. And the situation, like if you're using money as like, because I was that girl, right? I didn't have hardly two pennies to rub together. So I would have, if I was listening, I'd be like, that's awesome. I would love to go, but I don't have the money. Well, let me just tell you this, that we 100% money back guarantee it. So if you walk in after day one and you're like, I didn't get what I came for, we're happy to refund you everything.
I love that.
That's because I want you to get there and not use that as your excuse, because I've been there, done that, and use that excuse over and over. So you can let that one go because it will catapult your life.
Yep.
So you want to talk about more fears than that? Like what else they're feeling? Well, I'm going to go to another layer.
Yeah, because there's family and there's friends and there's all of the things that might switch, right, or change afterward.
I think the deepest underlying fear that's going on with everybody, if they want to get really real, because I'm you and you are me, mm-hmm. is that you want to be seen so badly for who you are. Behind your makeup, behind your hair, the clothes you wear, you want to be seen. You want to feel like you matter. Mm-hmm. And what if you lay out your time, your money, and your heart and soul, and you show up to this event and no one sees you? Mm. How is that going to feel? That's not going to feel good. So I'm not going to do it. Mm. Right? Your ego, your subconscious tells you this. So you're afraid because that is your deepest desire and your deepest fear. Mm. So it's valid. It's valid. We all want to be seen. So this is your chance. This is your chance to go, I'm actually going to show up so I can see myself. Mm. This isn't about Jane or Sally seeing you at this event. They will, but it's about you seeing you.
Mm. What does it mean to see yourself?
If you, I always, this is kind of the analogy I use, and you can use what works for you. But if you literally had to go sit in a box, mm-hmm. right? Like there's no entertainment, there's no social media, there's no friends. Can you be okay with you? Is your head telling you you're not worth it, that you're fat, that you're not enough, that you aren't going to amount to anything, that your dreams don't matter? That's not going to be a fun person to be sitting with in a box. If that person's like, you're okay, like you're taken care of, you're fine. You can just go within. That's the relationship with yourself. And that's like a really like an extreme example, but can you love yourself if no one else sees you and loves you? Can you be your best friend? Can you take those stories that are going on in your head about not showing up, not being enough, not contributing enough, not being pretty enough, and change them to the truth, which is I am enough. I'm beautiful. I'm powerful. I'm special. I do matter. Can you do that?
Ooh, that's good. I just put myself in that box and was like, okay, let's, the work comes out right away. So if you had to name three things that you think makes someone transform or love themselves or become the person that they know that they are, become authentic, like create that transformation, what do you think those three things would be?
That's one that's easy for me. Okay. I'm glad you said three, because I feel like the three is like the perfect pillar. One, and these are the things that I did in my own transformation. And one is these words. So speaking the truth to your soul. We as women, and they did a study on this, have about 50,000 negative thoughts a day. Like that seems extreme, but they like were hooking women up. That's extreme, but negative thoughts that we would never say to our best friend. Power of your words that you're speaking in your mind or out loud dictate your future. This has been studied through science with water molecules, with grains of rice. But if you can start, whether you feel like feels like a fraud and feels like a lie, but start speaking the truth to your soul, which is I am enough. I am beautiful. I am powerful. I matter. Everything's perfect. Everything is working in my favor, right? Speaking the power of these words every single day, it will change your life. And it is something that I do every single day. So that's number one.
So good.
Power of words. The second one is the power of movement. Now, I feel like you could easily say, oh, Danette, you're in the fitness space. Like, that's easy for you. But no, even if I was not in the fitness space, there's so much science around the power of moving your body. Yes. Movement heals. Movement unlayers you to your soul's remembrance.
Yes.
Movement is like cleaning out the cobwebs of your soul. It will help you tap in. And that is the very reason why most people hate moving, because they start to move and they start to feel, and that is terrifying.
That's powerful.
Yes.
I want to talk about that, because when I first started moving, I remember feeling so much pain and resistance, and it was in my brain. It wasn't even, I felt the pain in my lungs or in my body, but nothing compared to my brain, like trying to fight, like, don't do this.
Yes. That's why most people stop after 5 minutes. Oh, that's not for me. I'm too out of shape. My knee hurts, because it's like the very pathway to you feeling. It's the very pathway for you to change your state. You can smile, meditate, and all those things change your state, but nothing does it quicker than movement.
Movement for me has been number one. It was how I found myself, my soul, that first feeling. Yeah. I love that you said that. It's like the first gateway to your soul's remembrance. For sure. Amen.
Yes.
Okay.
Movement. And you guys, it's free for everyone. I mean, you can move however you want to move. There's no right or wrong way to move. And we make it complicated just for an excuse not to do it.
Yep.
Right?
Like, I don't have a soul cycle.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you got some legs in a street. Yeah, go for exactly. it. And then the third one, which is so near and dear to my heart, because it's often mistaken and used in so many like harsh ways, but is food. And food has a different angle of getting into your soul and getting into your awakening, because food if you're eating alive food and you're eating it with joy, and it doesn't matter even if you think it's not alive, say like I'm talking about a chocolate piece of cake, like you eat it in celebration that you actually have that chocolate cake. You eat it because you're celebrating with family, and that changes the molecular structure. It actually changes chemically in your body. Not to say you should eat chocolate cake all the time, because I really believe like if you can look at this living food that you have and start consuming it, it will change your life. It gives you energy instantaneously.
I mean, that's it's so powerful, because there are times in my life, because I, you know, food and I have a constant, it's we're constantly in a up and down.
Like, and that's very normal for a lot of people, right? Because there's so much paradigm going on around food, and you shouldn't have that. Or,
yes. And right when I think I'm good, something will come up in my life that's maybe stressful. And I go back to the, you know, maybe the sabotaging or the different ways of comfort. And I find myself, that's the one thing, if I'm going to go back to something, it's always going to be the food. And lately I've just been finding that if I'm viewing it, just like you said, if I'm viewing in celebration or this is fuel or not making it a big deal, like, but I'm conscious of it, very conscious of it, but at the same time conscious of it in a way that I'm trying to create a really beautiful, loving relationship with it. And I'll probably do that the rest of my life, but maybe hopefully not. But I've noticed how different it is when I do that. Like I just stop thinking about it. My body really responds. I feel good. I'm not thinking of my body. It's kind of just like everything's clicking. I feel really, I'm just in a good place altogether without thinking all the time.
Right.
It's like when I go to thinking about it all of the time is when it's like, oh, those pants don't fit. How did that happen again?
So you're like, what you're focusing on expands, right? But I think it's so beautiful, because let's just use bread as an example, because we sometimes, bread's getting this bad rap. And granted, you don't want a lot of gluten, but here's the deal. Like when I'm flying high or I feel really ungrounded, my body wants that grounding carb, potato, french fries, bread, you know, whatever, however it's coming. And that actually is really beautiful, because it's like this food wants to ground you, and you can use it as grounding without guilt. Like whatever, like I'm flying high, I'm going to have bread right now. I'm not always flying high or super unsteady, so I don't always do it. But when I do feel that, I'm actually like, thank you. Thank you, bread, for letting, like pulling me down for a minute. I need to get into my belly right now. I can't feel my belly right now.
Yeah.
So can you just like hold me down for a minute until I get, my soul can meet up with you. So it's actually not, it's okay. It's just, and when you start to think it, it becomes less of an issue, instead of being like, oh shoot, I ate all that and I shouldn't have eaten that. That's bread and bread is bad. It's like, thank you for holding me down for a minute.
I love that. And what, you know, I think the fear around it is if I have this, I know that I maybe out of, you know, I love it so much, I get out of control with it. So what people think is if they allow themselves to have it, then it becomes this habit and this cycle. But if you know that once you view it, what's happened for me, because I used to be so addicted, right? I wouldn't even have it because I would start this binging cycle. So for me, I've had to say, you know, I'm going to have this now. And if I want it again, I'm going to have a little again tomorrow. And if I want a little again, I'm going to have a little again tomorrow. And it's almost like I had to add it back in like that to make myself realize that once you have it, you really don't need it tomorrow. So, but it's when we restrict just like anything else. I mean, I come from a really restrictive religion. You restrict everything, all of a sudden everything looks good. And now I'm like, what was I doing? It's just that idea, the things that are off limits, are the things you're going to run straight for a while, and you're going to go overdose on them. I love these three so much. The first one more time, we were talking about, I just want to go back to it because the words are so powerful. And you had said, you know, you might feel like a fraud in the beginning because you're telling yourself something that doesn't feel real or is not, you know, isn't in your reality right now. And something that I always think about is technically we're always telling ourselves, or in the place that you're in right now, you're telling yourself a fraudulent story if it's not a good thing. And I just want people to be so aware of that. Like they're telling themselves a story that they can't, or that they, you know, they're held back from something, or they're in this position where they can't get out of. And really what I've really switched it. So now I'm like, no, I'm actually a fraud when I tell myself this story that's not good.
Yes, absolutely. Words and really so check yourself today. Anyone listening, you can just start right wherever you're at, whatever time you're listening to this, and just watch the words you actually speak and the words your thinking, because you're going to get hyper aware that you actually kind of speak some negativity around, I can't have this, or I can't do this, or I hate that, or this doesn't work for me, like judgment and limitation. You'll just start to notice. And that's the first step, awareness. Mm-hmm. I just challenge people to do that first. And then you're like, oh, I actually need to like really like check myself and my words, because it speaks dominion over your whole life.
So powerful. So what has come up for you when you go to, so I know you and I both share the power of events and connection. That's huge. Connection has completely rocked our world and changed our lives. Events have completely transformed us in a weekend, right? They shift, they have the ability to shift your paradigm in a weekend because they're so immersive. But tell me, first, let's go, what has having female connection in your life done for you?
I just told Lori today, I used to have this story, and maybe you guys have this story. Because I didn't have female connections before. And because no one was knocking on my door for them, I just told myself that I didn't need them. That I actually was the type of girl that didn't really want or need girlfriends. So where in your life are you sharing a story that's not true about yourself to make yourself feel better? Because that's what I did to like make myself feel better about my circumstances. But what true sisterhood, and when I say sisterhood, I want to go deeper. I want to talk about like radically vulnerable, raw, real sisterhood, because I'm not interested in just sisters. I'm not interested in just friends to go have coffee with. I just am not. I want to get into the real conversations. I want to know that if I fall, they'll catch me. I want to know that if I share my dream, they're going to like celebrate it, that they're going to be like cheering me on, that they're going to celebrate my light as much as they celebrate my shadow. And they love me all in between. And when you have that, and that's what I've formed with you, and I formed with a couple other women, it is like you can grow the biggest, longest wings. I literally feel like I've created wings so that I can fly. I can go anywhere, because when you feel like you have this safety net under you, just think about if you were jumping out of a building, or if you're skydiving, you're going after your dream. If you feel like someone's under there to catch you and love you no matter what, no, you don't have to be anything. I don't have to be anything to be loved by Lori. I don't. I could lose all of it and she'll still be there for me. When you have that, it's like you can reach for the stars, because we just want to be seen in our rawness, in our nakedness, in our non-accomplishments. That's all we want, and that's all we deserve. So when you get seen like that, the rest is just bonus.
And I loved everything you shared there. That was so intense and powerful, and people would think that that could take forever to create. Like, really?
Right.
But I really believe that it can happen in a room in a weekend. Not all of that, but the beginning of that. I believe it's a choice in a moment of I am open to that type of relationship. And it's a constant mirror, right? It's constantly, it's a constant work in progress, and a constant calling to show up.
Oh, it's so good you said that, because I think we do have this paradigm around how long it should take to create that. Lori and I created it in an hour.
Yeah.
The first time we got on a call, it was, and we got into the real conversation, is when the roots started. And that's what she means. Like, you can get in a room, and for, if you go for 2 days, you're, those roots are going to be so deep because you're so raw in a safe place to grow your wings and to be raw. It's like you walk out, and that's what happens at every event, like every retreat, every event that Lori puts on, I put on, everyone walks away with a soul sister.
And they don't realize. So here's what you're going to realize at her event as well. You may not realize what's happening at first, but I also know that you're going to bring so much awareness around how to do that, how to take that home, how to find these people. And I think it's those, it's that agreement that you're creating, that container. Like, when women walk into the rise, when people walk into the rise, it's an agreement that we're all looking for connection. We're all looking for support. We're all willing to hold each other. And believe me, if I know Danette, she will make sure the agreements of the weekend are known, so that everybody feels so held and feels so safe and feels so ready to make that transformation. So why events though? Why do they have the capability? Why have I left 2 or 3 days later from events and I can't even look at the world the same? It's so shifted. What is that?
Well, here's the deal. You get to choose your environment. Mm. Whatever environments can have massive impact on the whole cellular shifting in your body. So when you go to an event, it's putting yourself basically in like this transport vessel. Uh-huh. It's like this safe vessel environment that you decided to enter into, which catapults everything. It literally is a speed dial. Mm-hmm. I do want to say, because we talked about this desire to connect with other women, my biggest hope though for the rise mm-hmm. is that you connect with yourself. Mm. And I know, because this is the truth, Lori, I can count on Lori, but truthfully, people can change. And we know this. Mm-hmm. We've all been burned by people. But if I can love myself and I mm-hmm. can get into my own radical self-acceptance, I've got a best friend for life. Mm-hmm. And that's ultimately what I want for people, is to step within their own rise, step within their own self-acknowledgement, their own self-love, and be radical about it. And then that, you become a magnet to everyone around you. They want to be in your energy space because mm-hmm. you're just beaming love, mm-hmm. right? So then you attract the right people, and they're attracting, and it's amazing. But you got to start with yourself.
Oh, I'm so in love that you just pointed that out, and that you even said that, because people are listening going, oh, they have this connection, they'll be together for life, this is just what it is. And that's the belief that can actually hold you back from getting into really deep connections. Because the past me, you know, 6-10 years ago, if you would have said that, I would have been like, what? No, I'm going to be in her life forever. Oh my God, that was painful. Like, what does that even mean? Like, why'd she even say that? Like, I'm not, that was awful. Like, and now I can say that is the truth. And I know that if for any reason your life takes you to move on somewhere else, or something, you know, our contracts are up together at the time, the energy is gone, whatever that looks like, you're okay. I have me. And I also know I'm being guided. And I feel like that might be one of the most powerful things for everyone to hear, is that these events, these connections, as long as you have that connection with yourself, with your source, which when you're connected to yourself, you're connected to your source. I think that is the most powerful thing that you can possibly do, because it's a trust yep. that you are always being guided and you're always enough.
Yes. Your self-love is your biggest work. Mm-hmm. I believe it's your biggest work.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. Mm-hmm. I really love that, because there was a past me that would have been so shaken up by just the thought of, but wait, I'm putting so much into these relationships that you're telling me they could crumble. Yeah. Yeah, we yep. are.
Totally.
It's not funny, but it's funny at the same time. It's like, that's just the beautiful work, is knowing that at the end of the day, it's you have this beautiful source to be connected to, and you have yourself. And that's just the most beautiful thing. And I know that's what you're committed to here. So what is something that you want people to know about the work that you're doing at The Rise, with The Rise, what you're doing right now in your life?
You know, this isn't my work. Mm. It's actually a collective. This is not even an event. This is a movement in my mind, this rise that we're willing to rise within so that we can rise up. Mm. Because if we cannot truly change and impact the world if we're not rising within ourselves, if we're not willing to go inward and look at all the depths of who we are, our shadows, and love all of us, when each person can step into their own self love, it can truly change the planet, because it starts with one person. Mm. It starts with one person, the next person, the next person, the next person. It really, when you love yourself, I don't have to judge Lori. I don't have to judge the man on the street. I don't have to think I'm separated from someone who believes something different than me, because I love all the shadows and I know they're a reflection of everything that's inside of me.
Mm. Oh, so good. Okay. So let's picture you're on stage at The Rise, 3,000 women. And if right now you could walk to the very back row, the very, 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 very back row, to that woman sitting in that back row seat, what would you whisper to her while you're there?
Mm, I actually saw her. Mm. She might be in a wheelchair, and she might be, it took a lot of effort for her to get there. And she's sitting in the back. She doesn't want to take up room. She doesn't want to be in too much space. She has a wheelchair. She can't get around and move, so she doesn't want to be in the way. And I would whisper in her ear, it's time for you to be in the way. Mm. It's time for you to be seen.
Oh, that's so good. Oh, God.
We need you.
Oh.
And we need you to come to the front.
Mm-hmm. so good. Then all of a sudden the stage switches and it raises up in the back, and now everyone in the back is in the front. Okay, well, I have to make jokes, or it's just too much for me. Oh my gosh. Okay, so I'm gonna share also what you, just the type of human you are, that you are always wanting people to rise, the closest people to you, especially once you see them. Oh my gosh, when Danette sees you, watch out. And she sees you everywhere. She sees you in the back row. And I think that's if you are wanting to be seen. And when I say be seen, it's really being seen by yourself, because the things that you do in the space that you hold a place for people to see themselves. And Danette, you have so seen me. And I think it's so funny, the things I show to you, because I know you see me, and then you force me to see me. It's almost like I show you glimmers, because I'm like, tell me to see me. And then I'm like, crap, she saw me. So there, you had me do, let's tell the story. How did that even happen? The spoken word story.
Yeah. So Lori, this is the truth, and I'm just going to speak to you and set up the whole, everyone who's listening, you get to just like feel, because I want to speak to Lori, because what we see of Lori today is only like not even half of what's in this girl and what she's here to do on this planet in all these different modalities. You know, you might see her podcasting on video, but I see actually so many different modalities. Mm-hmm. And one of them that has come to light that I saw so clearly is her ability to use the arts and creativity to open and crack hearts open. Mm-hmm. And when she mentioned it before I've even heard her do a spoken word, she had talked about it briefly, and I saw it so clearly, her like literally doing it. And I saw this energy, and I saw these hearts just like, like opening up. And then she shared it, and I burst out crying because I heard it. You guys probably all heard it on her podcast. And that was like her first one, right? Mm-hmm. Like, but I see it even on a different level. Like it's the thing. It's one of the ways that she uses to bring people to their fullest expression, to invite them to step into that. Everyone receives messages differently. And I believe, Lori, you have this ability to be artistic and do it in a way that transforms lives. Mm. This way is linear, and I see you being radically dynamic in your delivery in the arts of transforming lives. And so I told her, I see this, will you step on stage in a way that you haven't stepped on and share this? Because I know that with her knees knocking and her heart pounding and the fear that she, when she steps into that, like that is her invitation. And it's all our invitations, but it's fun to watch and know that that's her invitation.
Wow. I mean, I was just you saying it, you can, and that's the power of word, right? Just you saying that and hearing it from someone else is also my, it's also my truth, because you saw the truth. And I also told you how I feel. And it's, I'm so excited. I'm so nervous. I'm so, but the thing is I will be in their shoes as well, which is such a powerful place to deliver from.
Yeah, you guys are gonna see Lori in a way you've never seen Lori.
No, never, ever. Maybe
this will
ever.
Be her first, and this will I think this will be her start to something really, really big. That's what I see, and calling you guys are gonna get to witness it. And I'm just really excited because I know what's gonna happen. And I feel that you're gonna be really instrumental in cracking hearts open. And all of you who love Lori, you're gonna see Lori in a completely different way that you've never seen her before.
Oh my God, I'm so nervous and excited and thrilled and honored. And so you guys, this event, I mean, it's something that I am looking forward to so much that because I know it's another level. It's accessing another part of ourselves. And when we can do that, you understand the dimensions and the fullness that life can be. Yep. And we're not even tapping into, honestly, I really believe majority of us are at about 2% of our capacity.
Yep.
Whether it's feeling, whether it's connection, whether it's just even what we're allowing ourselves to dream of, what we're allowing ourselves to feel creatively. And everyone on here is a creative. And that's really what I want to tap into is every single person that we're talking. If you have a heartbeat, you're a creative.
And you have genius in you.
And genius, greatness, creativity, dance, singing, connection. Like it's all accessible to you. And the reason that you love it is because it's accessible to you and it's a part of you. And I know that that is everything that you are going to be doing there. So really, if you, it's the fullness.
Totally.
I mean, it could be called the rise or the fullness because you're about because you're about to expand beyond. I know that I'm expanding and I'm showing up as a speaker and someone who's also, honestly, I'm showing up as a forever student because it's just you call me to expansion all the time. And I know that's what you'll be calling everyone to. So I'm so grateful for you. And let's tell them, like, let's tell them how they can join us for the weekend.
Yeah. So maybe Lori will provide a link, but I'll share it to you right now. But it's the Rise Denver and it's in October. Like I said, we're 3/4 sold out and we have a special speaker coming. So it could sell out really, really fast.
Like tomorrow if they put it up.
But yeah, our ticket prices will go up very soon. But go to therisedenver.com. I would love to have your spirit there because we are in a movement together. We got to do this together as women. It just can't be one or two or five women. We have to collectively come together if we want to create a new way of connecting, a new way of unraveling, a new way of rising. And it's time. It's time.
Yeah, if you feel it, it's a paradigm shift and it can be an instant, right? Yeah. Like if you're in the right space, it can be that weekend that things shift for you.
Yeah.
So I'm so grateful. I'm so honored to have you in my house, have you on the show, have you as a friend, be at the Rise, all of the things, all of the feelings. But really, just everything that you and I share is accessible to everyone. And I know it's also our life's journey to show people that it's possible. So thank you for being so vulnerable and showing up huge in my life. And I'm honored to have you. And I always end on one last question. And I know you've answered it before, but I'm just going to just put you right in it again. You have 30 seconds. It's just a total stranger. You're on an elevator ride with someone and they look over at you and they say, how can I make myself happy? What do you say?
Oh, you're going to make me cry because I just went there. Mm. I think it's a question. If someone asked me that, it would be me asking myself that. Like I'm somehow not fully in the expression of my happiness, not living to the fullest of my capability of being happy. And I would tell her that you get to decide that there's no external force that gets to dictate your happiness. No shoe you buy, no friend you have, no house you have, no car is going to make you happy. Mm. You get to be happy just because you exist. But it starts with you going within, sitting with the shadow, sitting with yourself, and declaring the truth of your soul.
So perfect. Thank you so much, Jeanette. And you guys and everybody watching and everybody listening, if you loved this episode and it touched you in any way, I think the biggest thing that I want to tell you is you can be the vehicle to change someone's life by sharing anything that's impacted you. That's what we do. So share this episode, share this video. Love you guys. So grateful for you. Love you, Jeanette.
Love Thanks, you. Guys. See you guys there.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.